We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line right now is former Boston Bruins defenseman, Hall of Fame defenseman Ray Bourque. Good morning, Raymond.
Hey, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Let's talk about Zdeno Chara first. What will it mean for the Bruins if Chara is unable to play on Thursday?
Well, it's definitely going to hurt, especially on the PK and shutdown role. It's going to hurt big time. I'm hoping it's I don't know if you were there, Dale, when I got the puck in the mouth against Atlanta.
Yep.
Back in the day. He's got 2 days off. If it's teeth and cuts and stuff like that, I'm optimistic that he'll be able to play. If it's a broken jaw, then that's something different. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's teeth and something to do with that, because I've been through that, and you find a way to come back from that.
Yeah, that was my question for you. Can you explain to us what it's like to take a puck to the face? Because just sitting there watching it, I can't think of anything worse than that.
Well, I know how it feels. So I took a slap shot right up my stick, just like he did. And I lost my four teeth with roots and all. So I remember going into the room and getting all stitched up and trying to get back out there, and the doctors won't let you back out there. So, yes, we are a little crazy when it comes to coming back from stuff sometimes. But I know that if he can, he will. That's the man he is, and that's what we do in this game.
There are those who say that the game has passed him by at the age of 42. He's not the player he used to be, and that the Bruins would be better off if he wasn't playing. What do you think?
Well, I totally disagree. And again, I'll go with the job that he does on penalty killing. Again, talk to his opponents that play against him. Yes, there may be times that he may be exposed with a little quickness or stuff like that, but he's playing with a pretty good young player and McAvoy that skates and is able to move and cover some of that that stuff. But believe me, the Bruins are way better with Big Z in the lineup.
Now, we've seen twice now in this series where the Bruins have had to play with five defensemen for most of the game. Grizzlick goes down in game two, and then Char, obviously, early second period last night. What kind of pressure does that put on the other five remaining defensemen when they know they don't have the six guys anymore?
Well, I think it's a good challenge. I didn't mind the minutes. I know it's totally a different game now, but you just got to step it up. And you know that you want to pick up your teammate that has gone down. You want to support everybody else in terms of knowing that you might have to do a little more, but go out there and get the job done and find a way to get it done. And that's a challenge that I think any player, whenever it pops up or it happens, that you got to be ready for.
Craig Berube's got this team playing a certain way. They've gotten to the Stanley Cup final playing a certain way. They're hard, they're physical, they're heavy. And I think he's made the determination that's how he can beat the Bruins. What kind of toll does that take, though, on a Bruins team that has the advantage in terms of speed and quickness?
Well, if you look at game two and four, that's when they were really effective in playing their game. And both those games were bounce-back games that they've been known to do throughout the playoffs. But then you look at game one and game three, where the Bruins dominated. So I think, this series has gone two ways, where when the Bruins have won their games, they've played their game. And when the Blues have won their games, they've played their game. So it makes for a very interesting fifth game. I can't wait to see it. And if the story continues, looks like the Bruins are in for a great game on game five, I hope.
Now, the Blues scored less than a minute into the game. Ryan O'Reilly scores on that wraparound goal. As a defenseman, is that one that you're hoping that Tuukka Rask can make that save, or is that just a great play by O'Reilly?
That's a great play by O'Reilly, and Tuukka almost got there. It just went off his blade. He was there, but just a second late. But if you look at that play develop, he had to make that first save where he was kind of locked in on that right side. And once you're locked into that side, then to try to get to the other post in that amount of time, I mean, you got to give the guy credit on how fast he got to the other post.
As we watch the Bruins in these, especially this final series, there are times when that first line looks great, and there are times when that first line, frankly, looks invisible. And last night, you know, wasn't as bad as game two. But what do you think's going on with that trio? Because I think through the regular season, they were the best line in hockey.
Yeah, and I think they still can be. So I wouldn't give up on that line. You know, hey, and they're playing against, you know, they got a big target on their back. Everybody that's playing against them know that they're one of the best lines in the league, and they're trying to shut them down and play them hard, and it's tough. Sometimes they're not getting much room up there. And, you know, like a game like yesterday, the Bruins could not break out of their zone. They were under so much pressure that first pass never was a clear one that maybe gave the forwards a little time to make a play or to get going. And in all zones, they were smothered yesterday. So, you know, when they're given a little time, a little space, they'll make things happen. But things are tight out there, and you got to give Blues a lot of credit for shutting that line down.
What do you think this series, and especially the last couple of games, have been like for David Backes, who obviously played his whole career with St. Louis, was a captain, never got to this point with this team. Now his first trip to the Stanley Cup Final, he's playing against his former team. I know he doesn't play a ton of minutes. He's not the same, you know, player that he once was, but what do you think it's like for that experience to face off against his old team?
Well, it's got to be an incredible experience to start with, is just being in the finals for the first time after all these years. And then, you know, playing against the team that you've played for so long. And I think he still lives there in the off season. So it's got to be extra special. I'm sure that, you know, he wants to hoist the cup and have his party in St. Louis this summer. So a lot of incentive there for him. And it's got to be very special. And this guy's still a warrior, you know. Yeah, he might have lost a step, but this guy's a gamer, and he's a great teammate and a great leader.
When you think back to winning a cup yourself with the Colorado Avalanche, can you imagine if you were playing against the Boston right. Bruins in that final series?
No.
That would have been awful, no. Wouldn't it?
I don't think the Bruins at that point were, yeah. were probably going to be thinking
that. No, but there's no chance for that to happen.
Right. Now, with watching back, you know, I'm with you. Not the same player, but he's still a lot of toughness. I think he should stay in the lineup. But with the way that they have gone now after losing this game, is there any – obviously they may have to replace Chara there on the back end, but would you try to do anything different with the lines or jumble up some guys, maybe sit a guy? Or because this is pretty much the team that has gotten you here, would you stick with them for Game 5?
Well, now I've got to tell you that I've been listening a little bit, and I know who you're talking about. And beware of when you're thinking about setting the brush.
Yes.
I'll tell you that Alex Tanguy for us was struggling in that finals. The whole finals, he was struggling. And in Game 7, he came up with two humongous goals. So I would not give up on DeBrusk. He's a guy that's played well for you all year. He's a guy that might have been struggling a little bit here, you know, throughout the playoffs off and on, but he's a guy that could come through for you. And he's one of your young guys. He's going to be one of your core guys going forward. So I would not give up on a guy like that. You know, what they do on the backside in terms of if Big Z can't play and Grass can't play, and if you're going to go with the next defenseman, I'm not sure on that, but. I don't think that's one of the guys that I would hold out of the lineup. You might, I don't know who they decide on keeping out, but I wouldn't go that way.
Do you think the Blues were embellishing last night?
They all do. I mean, you know, nobody just takes a stick to the face anymore or, and doesn't react. I mean, you're kind of coached to react now, and it's like, because if you don't react, you probably don't get the call. And everybody's responsible their sticks now. So if anything comes up right by your visor, your face, or touches you anywhere in the head, you're coached to react. So that's what people do now.
So, Ray, if they do go with seven defensemen like Cassidy suggested, there's a chance that they may do. If they had to sit a forward, I know you wouldn't sit DeBrusk. That's who I would sit. Who would you take out of the forward group?
I'm not the coach.
Come on!
And, oh, by the way, Alex Tangway had 21 points in 23 games in 01. A little bit different than DeBrusk.
No. Believe me. He was struggling big time.
Not like DeBrusk was. You got to admit that, Ray. No, DeBrusk has been awful.
Well, hey, I'll tell you that he was not in a good place, all right? I was there.
All right, I'm just saying, so was he bad the whole playoffs or just in a couple of games?
He wasn't bad the whole playoffs, but I'll tell you, in the finals, he was struggling big time. And not only on the ice, it was like, and I'm not saying off the ice in terms of not doing the right things. He was, and he found himself, I'll tell you, thank God, because that kid was so talented. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to give up on kids that are talented and are going to be a big part of your team. And so I would not lose faith in DeBrusk. I think he's going to find a way to get it done or to get something done. So he's not one that I would mess around with.
You are taking part in a fundraiser to benefit the Bruins Foundation. Some lucky fan out there will win the opportunity to win suite tickets for Game 5, and I mean in a suite. Oh, they're also sweet
they're
as well.
Sweet, but yeah, tickets.
They're sweet tickets for Game 5, an opportunity to get together with you as well and meet you. How can people participate and find a way to, if they can win this?
Well, the tickets are going for quite a lot of money. For three different prices, you could get an incredible deal here. They get two sweet tickets and to spend the game with me and my grandson, I got to say, that is so excited about going to the game. But the Bruins Foundation is putting this on. You go to bruinsraffle.org, read all about it, and you get to spend, hopefully, to see the Bruins win Game 5. And who knows, may not come back for Game 7. Maybe it's wrapped up. And St. Louis, but this should be a fun game on Thursday, and really look forward to it. The Bruins have done incredible things. Bob Sweeney being president, that does an incredible job for them. So great opportunity, and been a big supporter of the Borg Family Foundation. So I'll be there. Look forward to seeing the winners, and it's a deal. I'll tell you, for the price of the tickets and what you could get for in terms of chances to win this raffle, it's quite a deal. So look forward to seeing whoever wins this, and we're going to have a great time watching Bruins win a big game.
Raymond, we appreciate the time as always. I hope the next time we talk, it'll be in the aftermath of a Stanley Cup championship here in Boston.
Sounds good to me, though.
See you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
That is Ray Bourque, Boston Bruins Hall of Fame defenseman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.